When it comes to the stock market these days, it's been a lot more about buy the rumor, buy the fact than it's been about buy the rumor, sell the fact. But this week, at least for the moment, it does look like the more conventional saying is winning out, with risk sentiment turning down after getting the news of the size of the U.S. stimulus. Perhaps the market was a little let down that it didn't get the $2 trillion it was looking for, needing to settle on a measly $1.9 trillion. All of this has also inspired some renewed demand for the U.S. dollar after the buck had been under some more pressure when the Fed chair made it clear it was too soon to be considering a taper or lifting interest rates. Meanwhile, the euro has come under some of its own pressure on Angela Merkel's worry about the state of the coronavirus in Germany, and on the back of an ECB minutes that expressed concerns about the exchange rate. The pound has done a good job holding up this week, as many believe the UK is further along on the coronavirus timeline. Key standouts on today's calendar include UK GDP, trade, industrial production and manufacturing production, Eurozone trade, and US retail sales, industrial production, empire manufacturing, business inventories, producer prices, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.